Now to close up, the Australian Beef Sustainability Framework is hoped to be put in place by March, with the draft finalised this week. I spoke with the Red Meat Advisory Council's Sustainability Steering Group Chair, Prue Bonfield, about the basis of the framework.
We've come up with a group of indicators for four different areas of priority for sustainability or beef sustainability, and those areas cover off on community and people, economic resilience, environmental stewardship, and of course animal welfare areas.
Can you tell me how you got to those four and if there were any other factors that were put into the framework?
A lot of work had been done prior to AMAC appointing the steering group to identify these indicators and priority areas. A lot of work had been done in consumer research over the last couple of years, and there'd been a fair bit of data that had gone into developing potential indicators. I think there were originally were about 150 of those which had been identified by people in the industry through consultation, I suppose, with consumer groups and retailers. But no one had actually defined it in terms of what the industry wanted to see in there, as well as those who are most affected by beef production. So it's a whole new way of looking at things, I guess, by actually asking those stakeholders who have an interest in our industry. So, we're trying to define some working indicators that can, get to a number that really identify priority areas, and we're not quite sure what that looks like yet. It could be 10, it could be 15. We haven't put a number on it, but it certainly won't be 150.
When will you look to have this framework finalised, and can you tell us how it will work once it is all in place?
Yeah, the initial report, we call it, for the framework is going to be handed down in March this year. We're in the process now. We've talked to industry and external stakeholders, and we're in the process of doing a public consultation to see if we've missed any areas that should have priority, and really to get a feel from those industry members and the general public who haven't been identified and spoken to up until this point. From March, there's going to be a stocktake of activities and projects that are underway already in the industry in terms of sustainable beef. And there are a number of value chains already working to verify Australian beef production in sustainability principles. And so we're going to get a stocktake of those so that we're not doubling up in the future on projects, on training and R&D. There will be a similar committee takeover from us after March, and they will be tasked with the ongoing monitoring and review of the sustainability indicators that we come up with. There'll also be a consultative forum that will be formed, and that will be a group of people from both within our industry and outside of our industry who will provide us with those updates. They'll be talking about the issues that are important in their sphere of influence, and they'll be inputting that feedback into ongoing review and monitoring of the framework.
Steering Group Chair Prue Bonfield speaking on the draft Australian Beef Sustainability Framework. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. I hope you have a great afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.